Around the world, 246 million children experience gender-based violence at or on their way to school every year, according to a report by the United Nations Human Rights Council. Activists say gender-based violence in schools and at home is happening in every country in the world right now. And as Zimbabwe joins the rest of the world marking the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign, young rural girls say there's another problem stopping them from going to school, the shortage of sanitary wear that they want to be addressed as a matter of urgency. At a recent event to commemorate the girl child at Lions Den in Mashonaland and West, Pamoacha, a group looking into issues affecting the girl child, called on girls to start using homemade reusable sanitary pads to avert their problem. The mostly rural girls who attended the event welcomed the introduction of reusable pads that they said are cost-effective. Rosalyn Mamvura of Alaska says she now uses the reusable pads that save money and are hygienic.
Much organization. It does a lot of activities so as to empower a girl child. They do train Vanaskana about sanitary way, whereas girls are being trained to make reusable pads, which go for a 1 year. Whereas you find that sometimes Vanaskana, we find my difficulties in buying my pads every month.
Delaine Maponga from Murereka District in the province praised girl child programs, saying they are empowering young girls to fight off gender-based violence, adding they also enlighten them about their rights.
In terms of empowering them to know that in the society they are being recognized as compared in the past years, the girls were not even heard. Like me personally, I'm an ample testimony of this girl child empowerment. I was an orphan and I couldn't stand in front of people. But with the coming up of the girl child empowerment, Zandi Batsira to build confidence and to know that I can make something, she's totally tangible and she will appreciate what's going on.
Pamoacha Director Precious Nyamukondiwa said the organization decided to start producing reusable sanitary pads after realizing that most girls were using unhygienic materials like newspaper for their menstruation periods, with some being forced into illicit relationships to access such basic things.
Period of menstruation day is a very traumatic time moment for most girls because they don't even have anything to use. So I still teach them, can I make a dollar? They couldn't have no Tenga M shop. Why don't you make your own washable sanitary pad? And it's so hygienic, they wash it and they line it up out in the sun so that they can reuse it from time to time.
Emma called a policewoman who did not want to be named because she is not authorized to speak with the media, said there is an upsurge of cases of child abuse, gender-based violence, rape of juveniles and the early marriages of the girl child. Problems, she said, could be tied to poverty currently affecting many families in the country. Various organizations working with women and the girls who attended the commemorations said they will be advocating for stiffer sentences for rapists and perpetrators of gender violence during the 16 days of activism, which starts today. The 16 days of activism is a time to galvanize the action to end violence against women and girls around the world, they said. The 16 days campaign begins on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, November 25th, and ends on the International Human Rights Day, December 10, and emphasizes that gender-based violence in its many forms is a human rights violation. Reporting for Studio 7 in Lions Den, Mashonaland West, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.